And here is the Writer's Almanac for Wednesday, the 9th of April, 2014. It's the anniversary of the founding of the world's oldest public library. 1833 in Peterborough, New Hampshire, founded by a Unitarian minister named Abiel Abbott. And as a result of the founding of that library in Peterborough, in 1849, the New Hampshire State Legislature became the first in the country to pass a law giving towns the right to raise money to establish their own public libraries. 1859, on this date, 23-year-old Samuel Clemens, after 2 years of apprenticeship, got his steamboat pilot license. He was a pilot for 2 years until the Civil War came along and stopped steamboat traffic on the Mississippi River. Looking back, Samuel Clemens, Mark Twain, wrote, "I loved that profession far better than any I have followed since, and I took a measureless pride in it." 1865, on this day, Robert E. Lee surrendered to Ulysses S. Grant, effectively ending the Civil War. They met at a house in Appomattox Courthouse, Virginia. They spent a little time reminiscing. General Grant reminded General Lee that he had met General Lee before when they were serving in the Mexican War, and that he remembered him very well. And General Lee told General Grant that he heard that the two of them had met, but he couldn't quite remember this. And then they talked about the terms for the end of the war, and Grant wrote them down on paper, and Lee accepted them on the spot. It's the birthday of Charles Baudelaire, born to a wealthy family in Paris, 1821, who published just one collection of poetry, Les Fleurs de Mal, The Flowers of Evil, in 1857. It's the birthday of Gregory Pincus, the scientist, Woodbine, New Jersey, 1903, taught at Harvard, did research on sexual physiology in mammals. He did an in vitro fertilization of rabbits in 1934, then lost his position at Harvard, and later, working under the sponsorship of Margaret Sanger and Planned Parenthood, Gregory Pincus and his co-worker Min-Chu Chang did research on a pill to stop ovulation using the hormone progesterone and created the first birth control pills, which came out in 1960. And today is the birthday of Hugh Hefner, born in Chicago, 1926, who in 1953, using $600 that he borrowed from a bank, using the furniture from his apartment as collateral, brought out the first issue of Playboy magazine. Here's a poem for today by William Wordsworth, entitled Written in March. The cock is crowing, the stream is flowing, the small birds twitter, the lake doth glitter, the green field sleeps in the sun. The oldest and youngest are at work with the strongest. The cattle are grazing, their heads never raising. There are 40 feeding like one. Like an army defeated, the snow hath retreated, and now doth fare ill on the top of the bare hill. The ploughboy is whooping anon, anon. There's joy in the mountains, there's life in the fountains. Small clouds are sailing, blue sky prevailing. The rain is over and gone. William Wordsworth's Written in March. That's the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation, publisher of Poetry Magazine, committed to discovering great poets and printing their verse. Back issues and subscriptions available at poetryfoundation.org. And by Anchor Bay Entertainment with August Osage County, directed by John Wells and starring Meryl Streep and Julia Roberts on Blu-ray and DVD. Engineered by Noah Smith, produced by Joy Biles. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.